The New York Giants are ready to kick off training camp on Tuesday as the veterans report. The rookies already reported yesterday, and they're getting ready to practice and prepare for the upcoming 2026 season. Now, it's been quite a hectic 2026 offseason for the New York Giants, from moving on from Brian Daboll midseason to getting into this offseason and immediately pitching everything they had to get John Harbaugh as the next head coach. And they did it. They got John Harbaugh. And then John Harbaugh, in order to build this new culture and identity, he brought in all of his guys, a brand new coaching staff, big time free agency acquisitions like Pat Ricard, Isaiah Likely, and so on. And then in the NFL draft, the Giants ended up trading Dexter Lawrence a few days prior, getting the number 10 overall pick in exchange and making two top 10 picks and having an overall excellent draft class. So like I said, it's been a hectic offseason for the Giants. They've done a ton of roster building, but are they done? I'm not entirely certain. Now, there is a chance here that the New York Giants, as they do go through training camp, they might feel like, hey, we've evaluated this position through practice. We feel like we could do a little bit better. And so I want to take this opportunity today to do a little bit of a different training camp preview, not previewing the roster, not talking about the actual Giants, but discussing some of the players that I think to keep an eye on who could make sense for the Giants in free agency if they decide to add any more talent to this roster between now and the start of the regular season in September, which, yes, is very likely that they will make some more roster additions between now and week one, whether that be through some of these free agents that we mentioned today or some other free agents who we don't mention through the waiver wire or even through cut day waiver wire later on or even trade on cut day. We know that Joe Shane has made some cut day trades before in August. So I want to go ahead and break it down, take a look at a few free agents that I think could still make sense for the New York Giants, guys. This is going to be today's episode of Fireside Giants, which is presented by Prize Picks. I'm Anthony Rivardo. Let's waste no more time and dive right in. Now, the first player that I'm going to discuss, this is a pretty interesting name to me, and it's a name that we definitely mentioned back in March as a guy that we thought made sense for the New York Giants in free agency. And that's going to be Jadeveon Clowney. Yeah, I know Jadeveon Clowney might not make a ton of sense right off the bat if you look at it from the perspective of, well, the Giants already have a stacked edge room. They've got Brian Burns, who's coming off a 16 and a half sack season. They've got Abdul Carter going into year two, and they still have Kayvon Thibodeau. All of that is true. But last year, the Giants signed Chauncey Golston to be this depth edge rusher who can be a pass rusher, but also an edge setter, a run defender on the edge position that also has the flexibility to move inside. Now, the Giants, this is really the key here, are very weak on the interior defensive line right now, right? They lost Roy Robertson-Harris for the season, so they're relying on Darius Alexander to take a big-time jump in year two of his career. He needs to develop, otherwise the Giants aren't going to have a starting caliber player at that defensive tackle spot. Then, of course, the other two DT spots, they've got two aging and regressing veterans in DJ Reader and Shelby Harris, two signings that, yes, I love, but also acknowledge the risks of those two 30-plus-year-olds being your starting two defensive tackles, plus the third being a second-year player who needs to take a step forward and drastically improve in the run game. So that leads me back to the edge room. We've got Chauncey Golston. He can move inside sometimes, but he really didn't live up to expectations last season, and I actually think he's pretty cuttable according to his contract right now. And on top of that, Kayvon Thibodeau, yeah, he is a great third pass rusher to have, and he's actually pretty damn good against the run, but not good enough against the run and not big enough to actually move inside and play much defensive tackle. He's more of a good run defender on the edge, not one of those guys that can go inside and outside like Chauncey Golston is. And keep in mind, guys, Kayvon Thibodeau, he's still technically on the trade block. The Giants held on to him. They decided not to trade him this offseason. But let's see when we get to the trade deadline. All the reports indicate that they will re-explore his market once we get closer to the trade deadline, depending on where the New York Giants are at in the standings and in the playoff race. So Kayvon Thibodeau on the roster right now. What's the fallback plan if they do move on from him by week 8 or 9? Is it going to be Chauncey Golston? I'm not entirely sure. And I know that Arvel Reese obviously factors into this picture as well as a premier pass rusher slash will linebacker, but the Giants do plan on playing him as an inside linebacker more than anything. So I'm looking at depth here on the edge and on the interior defensive line. And that leads me back to Jadeveon Clowney. So as you guys can see, I was trying to justify why I'm looking at an edge rusher. Now I want to talk about the specific edge rusher being Clowney. Clowney is a veteran edge rusher slash, at this stage of his career, also a defensive tackle. He plays on the edge. He plays on the interior. And he's not exactly a premier pass rusher per se, but he is a damn good run defender. And he has been throughout the entirety of his NFL career. In his prime, Jadeveon Clowney was maybe the best run defending edge rusher in the NFL. Now, he was never the 10-plus sack per season player that he was expected to be when he was drafted first overall all those years ago. He never reached the heights that, you know, he was destined to reach, but he still had a successful NFL career, and he's continued to do so across the last several seasons, competing as a rotational pass rusher, most recently, of course, with the Dallas Cowboys. He played in 13 games, had 12 tackles for loss, 8.5 sacks, and 22 quarterback pressures. Not too bad, but he's also still a very disruptive force against the run. He graded 18th overall among 115 edge rushers in the 2025 season, according to Pro Football Focus. And yes, he's in his 30s. Yes, he's an aging veteran. But yes, he's still a damn good run defender, and he's strong enough to play both on the edge as a rotational and situational pass rusher and run defender on the interior. So I actually think if you can get Jadeveon Clowney cheap, close to the minimum salary, I wouldn't break the bank for him. But if you can get him for cheap, he certainly would be an upgrade to your depth. And I also think he could give you really solid run defense minutes, both on the edge and on the interior. And this is a New York Giants team that ranked 31st against the run last season, 32nd in yards per carry allowed. I actually would be totally open to the idea of bringing in Jadeveon Clowney on a cheap, incentive-laden one-year contract. But let me know what you guys think about Jadeveon Clowney, if I can get my words out, down below in the comment section. Now, scrolling through here, there is one other name that sticks out. This is not one that I'm too thrilled about, but I do think it's worth kind of putting on your radar, and that's going to be wide receiver Stephon Diggs. Now, the reason why I'm not thrilled about the idea of Stephon Diggs is because of everything off the field. He's been having quite a bit of controversy. He's been having quite a bit of legal troubles, and, you know, certain allegations that he has are finding him in the court of law. So probably somebody that the Giants are going to avoid. And I know that several NFL teams are avoiding him as a result of his off the field troubles, but there is no doubt about it. Stephon Diggs is still a damn good wide receiver. He was coming off of a torn ACL last year, but he still totaled 85 receptions for 1,013 yards and 4 touchdowns as the WR1 for the New England Patriots, who, yes, of course, made it and lost the Super Bowl. So he's still a really good player. If you're talking about a WR2 opposite Malik Nabers, I mean, that's a pretty solid option, a guy who went for 1,000 yards last year. But I do know that they're trying to develop Malachi Fields, so I'm not going to spend as much time on Stephon Diggs again, especially because of anything going on off the field. I know that the Giants are trying to avoid things like that. But I will say he is a talented player, and he is still out there, surprisingly, as a free agent. Then there's also his brother, Trayvon Diggs, who is, of course, a former All-Pro with the Dallas Cowboys. He suffered a torn ACL in 2023, and ever since then, he just really hasn't been the same player. But he's still only 27 years old. I think a lot of people forget to realize Trayvon Diggs, he's not completely old and washed up and in his 30s just yet. He was one of the up-and-coming stars like 5 years ago when he was a first-team All-Pro in 2021. He led the league that season with 11 interceptions. Used to be an absolute ball hawk, but he was really just kind of a boom or bust player throughout the entirety of his career, right? Even in that season that he had 11 interceptions, he did surrender 907 yards in coverage, according to Bleacher Report, and allowed a 65.5% completion rate. So he can make those big splash plays, make the plays on the ball, but he also will let up those big splash plays. That's kind of always been the story of Trayvon Diggs. But he still is, I think, a somewhat decent option for this Giants team that could afford to add more competition, I think, at CB2. Paulson and Debo's locked in as a CB1. They are relying on now this battle to shake out between the rookie Colton Hood, the regressing veteran in Greg Newsome, and, of course, Deontay Banks. I don't even need to explain the troubles with Deontay Banks. So would it really hurt to bring in another 27-year-old former All-Pro cornerback to compete in this mix? I don't think it would hurt at all, and I actually think it's somebody that the Giants should have an open mind to. Now, again, guys, these are just free agents that I'm putting on your radar. Nothing's imminent. Nothing's even rumored about the Giants and any of these guys. They haven't demonstrated any interest in these players. I'm just putting them out there so you know as we go through training camp. Let's say we do an episode discussing how bad the secondary has looked. You can remember in the back of your head, oh, well, Trayvon Diggs is still out there. Or, hey, we suffered another injury at wide receiver. Well, Stephon Diggs or somebody else who we might discuss is still on here. Hey, one of our edge rushers got banged up. Clowney, so on and so forth. So you guys understand the gist, but let's keep moving along here. Now, one of the top listed free agents still available at the wide receiver position is Tyreek Hill. I will say Tyreek Hill is not a player that I think the Giants are going to be interested in, despite the obvious connection with Matt Nagy and Tyreek Hill. Matt Nagy is actually credited oftentimes for unlocking Tyreek Hill as being more than just a gadget player in the 2017 season, where he really had his breakout with the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah, Matt Nagy has got a great relationship with Hill, and he gets a lot of credit if you read online for Tyreek Hill's breakout. That being said, Tyreek Hill suffered a torn ACL, MCL, PCL, and meniscus. He tore every possible ligament that you can think of in his knee. It was a devastating injury, and it's one that I don't think he's going to necessarily come back from at full strength at any point in his NFL career, especially considering his age. He's already, I think, past the age of 30. And I saw a report recently with Tyreek Hill saying he still doesn't have full power to push off with his leg yet. And the injury happened quite a while ago. So he might not even be ready till midway through the season. Not to mention, he also has some off the field issues. So I have to be honest, Tyreek Hill, I'm just putting him out there because of that connection to Matt Nagy, but I don't think he's a legitimate option for the New York Giants. Neither do I think is Deebo Samuel. I think Deebo Samuel is way past his prime. That's not a player that I would be interested in. But one other edge rusher that I'm going to throw your way is going to be Kyle Van Noy. The reason why I'm putting him out there is because, well, he is actually a player that had a really good run under John Harbaugh most recently. In three seasons with Baltimore, Van Noy recorded 23.5 sacks and 54 quarterback pressures. Now, I view him as a player that wouldn't just provide the Giants with edge depth, but I also think he would provide the Giants with inside linebacker depth, because he's actually known for being a guy that moves all over the place. He plays on the edge, he plays inside linebacker, and he also has even put his hands in the dirt and gotten into that defensive tackle spot before. So Kyle Van Noy, being a guy who has familiarity with John Harbaugh and a lot of the guys on this Giants coaching staff, also being a guy that I think is still playing at a high level despite his older age, and also being a guy that could provide valuable depth at two positions of need, definitely a player that I would say keep an eye on, Giants fans, as we go through training camp, if there are any rumors and reports that the Giants are looking to add a little bit more depth at either of those two positions. Now, before we move on and discuss a couple of other Giants potential free agency targets that they can look at late this summer, I want to give a quick shout out to the sponsor of today's episode, which of course is Prize Picks. Now, if you guys haven't heard of Prize Picks yet, it's America's number one sports picks app. It's a daily fantasy sports platform that's super easy to use. No complicated lines to worry about. You just pick more or less on a few of your favorite player stats and lock in your lineup. Super straightforward, and it's available in most states, including California, Texas, and Florida. And one of my favorite parts about Prize Picks is you can actually follow people on Prize Picks. You can become friends with me on Prize Picks by following me at Anthony Rivardo. I'll definitely follow you back. And then I will tail your picks, and you will tail my picks, and you can see my lineups before I even post them here on the channel. Now, as you guys can see, I'm going to give you a little demonstration here on Prize Picks. You can scroll through. They have so many sports to choose from. NASCAR, F1, League of Legends video game, UFC. They've even got, what is this, banana ball. I'm going to be honest. Is that like the Savannah Bananas? I think it's the Savannah Bananas. Interesting. Never really watched banana ball. But they've got the AFL. They've got darts. They've got everything. But we're going to take a look at the NFL season picks here. One that always jumps out to me every time we do these is Ashton Jeanty, more than 974.5 rushing yards. He's going to be the engine of that offense this year. I don't think that offense is going to be all that great, but I do think Ashton Jeanty is going to rush for over 1,000 yards. So I do like taking him. I think it's fun to look at these interception ones as well. Do you guys think Arvell Reese is going to get an interception this season? I feel like he probably will, although I'm not sure if I really want to throw that one into my lineup. But I do like throwing Arvell Reese for more than 3.25 season sacks. So he needs to get 3.5 sacks. I think that line is really low. I mean, I still think he's going to pass rush a lot, despite the fact that the Giants view him as a will linebacker. That's a player that I think they're going to move all over this defense. And on third and fourth downs, he's going to be getting after the quarterback. And then one other one that I do want to take a look at is receptions, see if any lines really stand out to me. Doesn't seem like we have any Giants players under receptions right now, so we'll come back to that and take a look at passing yards for Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart's passing yards, you can actually change around. If you're feeling like he's really going to throw for a lot of yards, you can actually put a demon on there, move his line up to 3,499.5, or even all the way up to 3,999.5. or you could just keep him down at his standard line of 31.49.5. I'm actually just going to go crazy with it. Let's go for 4,000 receiving yards on Jackson, or passing yards on Jackson Dart. And why not make this little lineup? I like it quite a bit. So as you guys can see, it's that easy to make picks on Prize Picks. And if you want to get in on the action, download the app using code HMA and the link in the description box. Play your first $5 and get $150 in lineups if you win. So no pressure, but on that first one that you play your first $5, you will get $150 if you win that first lineup. Code HMA. Download the app. Good luck. Enjoy the games. Remember to always play responsibly. Now, a couple of more players that I think are worth taking a look at if you're the New York Giants in free agency. Well, let's talk about the trenches. How about we look at some offensive line assistance and talk about Taylor Decker. Now, Taylor Decker is available after getting surprisingly released by the Detroit Lions. He was granted a release after the team failed to work out a revised contract with him. So he was looking for a new deal. The Detroit Lions didn't really want to give him that new deal, but he still was one of the better offensive tackles in football, I'd say. He was still a starter for them. And just because they didn't want to pay him what he wanted, they decided to move on. Now he's available. He's going to be 33 years old next month. He allowed only 2 sacks last season, graded out as the 41st overall offensive tackle, which really isn't that bad according to PFF's rankings and everything that they put into him. So this is a player that when he got cut, I thought somebody would sign him quite quickly, considering his pedigree as a starting offensive tackle and at times a really good one. Yes, he's aging. Yeah, he's not the same player that he used to be, but he still is a player that I think, you know, the New York Giants could benefit by having as a depth piece. I don't think he's going to get the starting role that he probably wanted when he asked for the revised contract and when he was released. So at this point, I think he's either going to be a player that waits for the regular season to see if an injury arises and then tries to capitalize by getting a starting job that way, or he might just be a player who says, okay, I want to go to a team with a good culture, with a young quarterback and a young roster, see if I can be a backup there and can contribute in some other ways. So maybe Taylor Decker is a player that you keep an eye on as a Giants fan, as a potential depth piece at offensive tackle behind Jermaine Illuminor or Andrew Thomas, or as a potential starter if there are unfortunately any injuries to a guy like Andrew Thomas, who we know has suffered a lot of injuries in his NFL career. So keep an eye on Taylor Decker. Now, one other player that I'm going to bring up, and I'm bringing him up because specifically on this Bleacher Report article that I'm looking at, courtesy of Christopher Knox, he listed the New York Giants as a logical landing spot for wide receiver Keenan Allen. Now, Keenan Allen just turned 34 years old, so he's really getting up there in age. But for a team with a young quarterback like the New York Giants, having receivers that have reliable hands and a reliable innate ability to get open and run solid routes, that's always super valuable for a young quarterback. And I think that, listen, we have a bunch of these players on the back end of the roster. I'm not necessarily all in on adding more receiver talent, considering the Giants, they just brought in the likes of Juju Smith-Schuster, Odell Beckham, Braxton Berrios. They've got Calvin Austin, Darnell Mooney, Darius Slayton, Malik Nabers, Malachi Fields. They have a lot of bodies in that receiver room. But that being said, Keenan Allen is still playing at a high level despite his higher age. You know, he caught 81 passes for 777 yards and 4 touchdowns last season with the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, I don't know if I really see him leaving the Chargers. I feel like this is a player that the Chargers are going to sign back at some point this offseason. But if they don't, and let's say midseason, maybe the Giants have an injury, or maybe midway through training camp, they feel as though they need some more reliability in that receiving core. This is a Harbaugh connection at the end of the day, right? This is not a John Harbaugh connection, but this is a Jim Harbaugh connection. And I don't think John Harbaugh would be too far off from Jim. I think he could call up Jim, call up Keenan, and maybe get something done here if the Giants feel like they need a little bit more depth in that receiving room, although that would surprise me. But just throwing him out there since he was listed in this article on Bleacher Report. Now, final name that was in this specific Bleacher Report article is Bobby Wagner, who I am somewhat surprised is still available as a free agent. Not a player that I'd necessarily be interested in for the Giants, as they just rebuilt their linebacker core with Tremaine Edmonds and Arvell Reese. They still have Jack Kelly, who they drafted in the sixth round this year. They have Micah McFadden, who they re-signed to a one-year contract, and they have former sixth-round pick Darius Masua. So they don't necessarily need to bring in another linebacker, but Bobby Wagner, he's still a damn good linebacker, former All-Pro, formerly maybe the best linebacker in the NFL years ago, but he's 36 years old now. But but he still hasn't really demonstrated that he's progressed. He's had his 14th straight season with 100 plus tackles last year, starting all 17 games for the Commanders. He actually put up 162 total tackles, 4.5 sacks, 8 tackles for loss, and 2 interceptions. So is he still the elite All-Pro that he once was? Maybe not, but he's still a really good leader in a locker room and still a damn good player, certainly an above average starter, and a player that I think for the New York Giants, if you want to throw him into the mix, and if he's cheap on a one-year veteran minimum contract, which I'm kind of assuming all of these players I'm discussing are one-year veteran minimum contracts, I don't hate the idea of bringing in that extra depth there with Bobby Wagner. So wouldn't be a signing that I expect, but would be a signing I'd be intrigued by for sure. Now, one other name that I'm going to throw out there, this wasn't in that Bleacher Report article, but I do know he is a free agent, and that is going to be Daquan Jones. Daquan Jones is a free agent. He was most recently with the Buffalo Bills. He also played for the Tennessee Titans and the Carolina Panthers at certain points in his career, but last year with the Buffalo Bills, he appeared in 12 games, made 12 starts. He had 3 sacks, 22 combined tackles, 3 tackles for loss, and 8 quarterback hits. So he's a veteran starting defensive tackle, starting caliber defensive tackle, just finished his last 4 years with the Buffalo Bills. But this is a guy that I actually really could see providing something to this New York Giants defensive tackle room that, as we said, is a little bit thin right now and could use some extra depth. Right now, the Giants have a bunch of depth pieces, but they only have a couple of starting caliber players in Shelby Harris and DJ Reader. I don't hate the idea of bringing in one more in Daquan Jones and adding a little bit more talent to that defensive tackle room. So certainly a player that I would say to keep an eye on as we get through training camp and we take a look and see if, you know, anybody picks him up or if the Giants feel like they need more defensive tackle depth. Take a look at Daquan Jones. Now, let's talk about offensive guard again. This is a position that we haven't really discussed in a while because, of course, the Giants went ahead and they drafted Francis Maui-Noah, locking down that right guard spot. But a sneaky position here that we could see some competition at during training camp is left guard with John Runyon. He's in the last year of his contract, and he hasn't played particularly great over the last couple of years. He's been good. He's been average, but he hasn't been above. Could the Giants bring in some competition? One other name out there on the free agency market with familiarity to John Harbaugh and familiarity to the New York Giants is Kevin Zeitler. Now, Kevin Zeitler is a right guard, but if he has any interest in competing at left guard and maybe reuniting with John Harbaugh or being a depth piece at this stage in his career, even though he certainly is still a starting caliber talent, I mean, who knows? Maybe Kevin Zeitler could reunite with John Harbaugh. Now, Greg Van Roten is also a player who, of course, we're familiar with as Giants fans. I could see him being brought back as a depth piece, and I'm going to be honest, I think that's about it for all of the players that I'm seeing available in free agency. I don't think there's anybody else that really stands out to me. Don't bring up Christian Wilkins. I don't think Christian Wilkins is a player that is going to have interest in being with the Giants, and based on everything that's happened with him off the field, probably also not a player that the Giants are going to be interested in. And then at cornerback, there's a bunch of guys out there, but I'm going to be honest, none of them really do look all that attractive to me other than maybe Rasul Douglas. I could see Rasul Douglas being a player that the Giants have a little bit of interest in. And hey, if Drew Phillips doesn't perform well, keep an eye on Mike Hilton. He was at one point one of the better nickel cornerbacks in the NFL, but he did have an injury forcing him to miss the majority of last season, and he is 32 years old, but keep an eye on him as well. Now, one other position that I do think the Giants should look to upgrade at in the depth sense, not to actually upgrade the position, but I actually think they should look at the running back market and consider adding a guy like a Najee Harris, who's still a free agent, or even reuniting Matt Nagy with Kareem Hunt. We know that he loves Kareem Hunt and that Kareem Hunt has always been productive in his systems. I could see him being an option as well. The reason why I think the Giants could consider adding some more running back depth is because right now the running back room is Cam Scadaboo, who's coming off of an injury. It's Tyrone Tracy Jr., who I think they would like to use more as a receiver, potentially move him around the offense, but they can't because they don't have enough depth at the receiver or at the running back room. Then it's Motor Singletary. Then it's guys like Eric Gray, like Damon Bankston, and a couple of others who are obviously completely unproven. So if you want to move Tyrone Tracy Jr. around the offense more, use him more as a receiver out of the backfield or even move him into the slot, you're going to need to add a little bit more depth at running back, because if you're playing Tracy Moore at receiver, slot, or wherever, and Scataboo gets hurt, now all of a sudden you're affecting another position of your offense because you have to move Tracy back as your RB1. So I think that the New York Giants should consider adding a little bit more veteran depth at this running back position just to give them some more reliability. And I think that Kareem Hunt or Najee Harris would be interesting names to throw into the mix. But I think that's pretty much going to wrap up this discussion. Again, guys, things are slow, but they're going to be picking up really soon here as the Giants kick off training camp next week. I'll be doing practice breakdowns and all that fun stuff daily here on the channel, as you guys are accustomed to and you know. So definitely make sure to subscribe if you're new and ring the bell so you don't miss an episode. And comment your thoughts on all these free agents down below in the comment section. If you haven't already, make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Fireside Giants, as well as follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Anthony_Rivardo. And also, if you're listening to Apple or Spotify, do make sure to leave us a 5-star review. Without further ado, I'll catch you on the next one. Have a good one, and let's go New York Giants.